This is the Champion Forum Podcast with Jeff Hancher, the forum for leaders, champions, and dreamers.
Welcome back to the Champion Forum Podcast, everyone. Jeff Hancher here, and I am on a mission to help others lead, inspire, and win. I have what I believe is going to be a little bit of fun, but also a subject I believe is going to help a lot of salespeople out there. You know, over the last couple of weeks, I have ramped up some sales consulting, helping several companies with their sales strategy, even got to kick the rust off a little bit and go on a couple of sales calls. And, you know, it brought me back to my days in corporate America where I was in the field more and I got to be with salespeople in the field and really help them overcome challenges. And I will tell you this, over the decades that I've been in sales, even now as a consultant, one of the big hangups that happens is closing the sale. This is where you get to the end of a sales process. Hopefully by now you've asked the right questions, you've uncovered buying motives, you've uncovered business objectives, you've uncovered the decision-making process, you've presented features and benefits of your program, you've been trial closing throughout to check the temperature of their interested, you've introduced your company as leader and best, and then we get to the end. The end. The closing, the climax where sweat is going, you know, beating up on your forehead. You feel this little bit of a nervous tension and you're really not sure. You start fumbling at the end. Maybe you've been there. And if you're an expert salesperson and you have a closing ratio of 50%, this episode's not for you. But I want to talk to that salesperson that feels like they're doing everything right and they just can't get the close. And it reminds me of the famous line in Glengarry Glen Ross when Blake comes into the room and he looks over at Levine and he says, "Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers." He says to Levine, he says, "Do you think I'm messing with you? I'm not messing with you. I'm here from downtown. I'm here from Mitch and Murray. You remember this line? And I'm here on a mission of mercy," he says. "Coffee's for closers." Well, listen, if you want to be a coffee drinking salesperson, you got to learn how to close. Closing is one of these things in this journey of sales that a lot of salespeople can get hung up on. I would tell you, by and large, some of the salespeople that I've been with as a consultant, they've never really been properly trained. And so instead of this closing being very anticlimactic, it becomes a crescendo to the point that you have salespeople closing down like this. "Hey, so great meeting today. Why don't you take a few days and think about this and I'll follow back up with you." Why? Because they don't even really know how to properly close. And so I want to help that sales rep today, or maybe you are an expert and you can forward this episode to somebody that needs this. But I want to get into the mindset of this first and foremost, because mindset in sales is so important. Here's a couple truths to understand about closing the sale. Buyers want and expect to be asked to buy. This is an absolute truth. And let's sit on this one for a minute. Have you ever been, you have a toothache, right? This thing's just like, you're writhing in pain. So you get to the dentist, finally, you're there. Help is on the way. You get to the dentist, they start poking around in there. They take a couple x-rays. They come back and they let you know, "Hey, look, I got some bad news, I got some good news. The bad news is you have a cavity. The good news is we can fix it. We can drill out the cavity, numb you up, fill it with, you know, a nice filling, make it look great, and you'll be out of pain within a couple of hours." And then imagine if the dentist said this. "So that's a little bit about what we can do to help you. What I want you to do right now is I want you to go home for a couple days. I want you to think about what you'd like me to do to help you with that tooth." Wouldn't that be ridiculous? Wouldn't that be the silliest thing that ever happened? But you and I know that's not what happens at all. As soon as the dentist finds out that you have a cavity, they tell you what they're going to do. They say, look, you have a cavity. What we're going to do is we're going to drill out all the decay that is causing you the pain. By all means, I'm going to give you some Novocaine. You're not going to feel a thing through any of this. Once the Novocaine wears off, you're going to be pain-free, and I'm going to put a filling in there that looks like your original tooth. Ready? Let's go. You're not asking, well, how much is that going to cost? What's that going to be? I need a couple days to think about it. No, you're opening your mouth and you're letting the Novocaine come. Why? Because they uncovered a problem. They told you how they were going to fix the problem. The only logical outcome is to move forward with the process. So understand this, salespeople. Buyers want and expect to be asked to buy. That's why you're there. The other thing that you have to have a belief system is, buyers respect assertive. They dislike pushy, but a real buyer respects assertive. Remember the difference. It's very important to remember the difference between assertive and pushy. Pushy comes off like cocky and arrogant. Assertive comes off like confident. When you have the best time to close a sale is when you have earned the right to close a sale. You do this by uncovering the buying motive, the business objective, uncovering their pain point, uncover where they desire to go, and tying your product and service back to those very things. When you can do that, it should lead to a logical outcome, which is moving forward with your program. Why would you do anything else other than close this thing down by saying, okay, here's what we're going to do next? Isn't that an assertive statement, by the way? Here's what we're going to do next. By the way, why would you say anything else? You have earned the right to close. You're performing a valuable service. You are addressing a critical program requirement for them. Here's the other belief system that you have to have in a closing. Rejection's not personal. You're going to get rejection. Welcome to sales. It's going to happen. Matter of fact, if you're good at your job, depending on your industry, you're going to get rejection about 75% of the time, and we are going to declare victory with that. That means rejection is going to happen more than it's not. But rejection is not personal. Rejection is temporary. It will go away. It's going to move you closer to the next yes. You have to have this mindset at the close, because so often sales reps get somewhat intimidated, especially if the person across from them is this bulldog driver type, and they're just afraid to go for the close because they're afraid that they're going to bite their head off. And the best way to not get any rejection is to not close. Let them think about it. Hey, sit on this for a few days. And you go back to your sales manager and they're like, how'd the meeting go today? And you're like, great news. They're thinking about it. Well, that's not great news all the time, right? In your mind, the great news is they didn't say no. But we have to have this mindset that we need to push through the close. So what do we do? Here's some best practices when you're closing. Present a solution and ask for the business. This is what we're going to need to do to get the program going. Now, whatever that is for your industry, I'm going to need a purchase order. I'm going to need you to sign this contract. I'm going to need your credit card information. I'm going to need whatever it is. In order to get the program going, this is what we need to do next. The other thing that I would tell you to do whenever, before you go for the ultimate close, is to bundle, summarize. Summarize everything that just happened in the sales process. And a great way to think about this is to think about the oil change. Think about this. You go to the oil change and you sit down, you pour a cup of coffee, maybe you're reading the paper and you're there for like 5 minutes and they're like, Mr. Hancher, your car's ready. And you're like, wow, my coffee, I haven't even been able to, it hasn't even cooled down yet. And you walk up to the counter and they're like, that's going to be $79. $79 for 5 minutes. That doesn't seem like a real value to me. I feel like I'm getting a little bit ripped off. But you know, and I know, that's not what they do at an oil change place. You get up to that counter and they run down through 39 points of service that they just offered you in 5 minutes. They're talking about, I checked the tire pressure in all four tires. I got them all even. That's going to increase your fuel economy and the wear and tear on your tires. By the way, you had a bunch of leaves up in your air filter. I cleaned all those out. That's included in this cost. That's going to increase your fuel economy. I topped off all of your fluids. You were running a little bit short on oil. I noticed that there was a leak because the washer in your gasket. So I went ahead and replaced that for you at no cost. I also did an inspection on your windshield wipers. They're looking a little rough. And with winter coming on your next oil change, we're probably going to need to replace those. And they go down through 39 or 50 points of what they just did to your vehicle. And now all of a sudden you're seeing a value in the service. You should take this same posture as a salesperson. After you're done going through the discovery, the presentation, the company introduction, you've uncovered pain, you've uncovered buying motives, remind them of what just took place. Hey, you told me this was a problem. I showed you through this feature and benefit of our program how we could fix it. You agreed that that was a better solution. We also talked about this. We talked about that. You said you liked that feature. You said you liked that benefit of our program. So we talked about all of these things, and I responded to how we could help. What we need to do now is, in order to get the program going, to get this going by the 23rd of the month, I'm going to need your authorization. These are things that you can do to push them either to a yes or an objection. The goal when you're closing a sale is to either get them to sign the agreement or however you close, or get them to object. What you don't want is them in this level of even keel. Let me think about it. Let me run it by the boss. Indecisive. What you don't want that. You need to be assertive enough and create a strong enough call to action at the close that you're pushing them to a yes or you're pushing them to an objection. Now, let me ask you this, salespeople. What's the number one objection that you get? I'll bet what you're saying right now is it's price. And I'm here to tell you, whether you're the highest price in the industry or you're the lowest price in the industry, people always object to price. Why? Because everybody wants a better deal. So if you know this is happening, what you'll hear me say in my sales teaching all the time is that the best way to handle an objection is with a great presentation. So before you go to your close next time, the last statement out of your mind, out of your mouth is this: Mr. Prospect, price aside, is there any reason that you wouldn't move forward with my program? Now, what you've done is you've isolated price. You've diffused it. Now we're going to get to, is there any real objections? So that way they can't say, no, it's price. I just want to know, price aside, is there any reason that you wouldn't move forward with my program? Now, if they have program questions, they have concerns about a feature of your service, a benefit of your product, now those can come out as objections because those are more than likely real objections. Assume you're going to get a price objection. That's why you close them with this statement of, Mr. Prospect, price aside, is there any reason that you wouldn't move forward with my program? These four things in this mindset and these statements and these fragmented statements will help lead you more towards a logical closing of the sale or to a true objection. Either way, you're now sitting in a decisive position. Try these things the next time you're at the close. And to recap some of these, have this posture, this mindset that buyers want and they expect to be asked to buy. Buyers respect assertive. They dislike pushy. You're performing a valuable service. And this rejection thing, it's not personal. And it's always temporary. You will get over it. And then try some of these four statements. Try this oil change summary, all the things we talked about. What this does is creates a crescendo of value. And then a statement, price aside, is there any reason that you wouldn't move forward? Maybe in a more assertive statement, hey, to get this going by the 23rd, I need your authorization. Hey, what we need to do next, don't lose sight of this dental example. You've done it your whole life and maybe didn't even realize. The dentist, the doctor, they're taking an assertive approach because they don't think there's anything logical other than moving forward with what they're telling you to do. Why? Because they're the expert and you have a problem. Salespeople, you are the expert. Your prospects have problems that you can solve. If you do anything other than being assertive to close them, you're doing them a disservice. I hope today's episode served you in building your confidence to close more assertively, tactics that you can use to increase your closing ratio. Until next week, keep pushing through the tension of the close and keep turning the pressure into potential.
The Champion Forum Podcast with Jeff Hancher. Lead. Inspire. Win.